And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. We've got the ever-ready butler. No, it's Sarah Davidson.
Here she is.
Oh, hello.
Lovely to see you, Sarah Davidson.
Thank you
well.
For having me. I'm on a fit ball today, so I'm bouncing into this show.
You yes. are. You might bounce right out of here. Just yes. careful.
For those watching on camera, there is a reason for that.
So the first thing we're going to be talking about this morning is breath work, which might be something new. You might not have heard of this before, but Sarah, you and I remember a while ago you read a book about breath.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like not much you could fill a book with.
Absolutely. I thought, well, I'm already breathing, so I don't need this book. But it's alarming, the impact of the way you breathe, the timing, whether it's through your mouth or your nose. It has an alarmingly significant impact on your well-being. So I'm very excited to chat more about that
today. To put it in basic terms, the alternative is not good.
It is not. It's not good, Gerald.
No. It's not. But you think about how much of us actually we spend the day shallow breathing. Mm. I think if we don't actually focus on breath and really that beautiful, deep, restorative breath. For me, breath is the key to returning to present moment awareness and takes me away from my anxious thoughts. So I do my best to kind of engage with my breath every day as much as I can. But breath work is kind of bigger than that. Like it's actual activities and exercises you can do where you are controlling your breath to a count or to sort of, you know, you hold your breath for a certain amount of counts and then you're breathing. It's fantastic for really regulating your nervous system.
But is the quality of air we're breathing in as good as it should be?
Well, I can't speak to that.
Oh. I'm not, environmental toxicity
I'm not in your
and
home.
All of that. Because, if, you know, there are many areas outside. If you're near a major road, for instance, we don't really think about that.
Well, getting back to nature, if you can get outside to somewhere like, you know, beautiful and green, green space and breathwork. Oh, heaven. Yes. Well, today we're going to be joined by Anne Harrison, a breathwork practitioner and trainer, who will share with us how breath work can help us stay calm and focused and how it can benefit our overall well-being. I love this chat. Plus, we will also talk gluten-free living. For many people, it's not just a fad. It's absolutely necessity to staying well is having this gluten-free diet. And dietitian Dr. Kim Faulkner-Hogg is here to help us understand some of the pitfalls when it comes to avoiding gluten. Because if you are gluten-free and you find yourself accidentally eating it,
you pay for it, don't you?
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it, Gerald?
Yes, and you can really suffer for days and days and days. I just wonder what role processed food. Let me give you a definition of processed, of ultra processed food I found yesterday. Industrial produced edible substances.
Oh, that gives me the ick. I've got the ick.
That's what a lot of it, particularly our young folk, eat a lot of.
But I think you find yourself eating it by accident sometimes.
I was gonna
say. Just like I've got it in my cupboard. There's a box of, you know, crackers or whatever.
And if you're eating out, it's a bit of a minefield. Mm. If you're, you know, sensitive to gluten or avoiding it, you can't always control.
I did have a dim sum at the footy yesterday. Hand up. Accidentally. I didn't realise what it was.
It fell into your mouth, did it, Cheryl, by accident.
It's good. Also, we're going to be talking allergies, in particular dust mites, with medical manager Dr. Rahul Joshi. And Gerald, you're bringing us Get Nourished again. We're talking zinc.
We've got a lot of information on zinc.
Oh, we have a lot on the show. Plus, we would love you to give us a call, 131-873, with any questions that you might have to support your health. Perhaps you have a question particularly about gluten, how to live a gluten-free lifestyle. We'll have an expert here for you if you have any questions on that. But, of course, any other question for your health, give us a call right now, 131-873. Next up, what is breath work and how do we do it?
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you're having a gluten-free meal away from home, do you worry that it may not be entirely gluten-free? Try GluteGuard from Chemist Warehouse. It helps break down the gluten you may have accidentally consumed and protect those with medically diagnosed gluten sensitivities from the symptoms that commonly follow. So you can relax and enjoy your meal. Gluten-free is now worry-free thanks to GluteGuard from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call right now if you have any questions to support your health. Maybe it's what you want to eat or a supplement to take. Gerald is here to answer those questions. But first, the holistic practice of breath work has been around for decades as a way to relax, be calm and regroup. But it's more recently been enjoying a resurgence. So joining us on the line is Anne Harrison, a breathwork practitioner and trainer who's been running workshops on this since the 80s. So she's thrilled that people have finally got on board, I imagine. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Thank you very much, and indeed I am thrilled after decades that everyone is now finding that, there's a secret there in the breath.
Well, can you just explain to us what breathwork is?
Well, since in those decades, what's happened is there's a field of breathwork that's arisen. So there are many, many different types of breathwork, like there are many different types of medicine. And so depending on what you want, you choose a particular technique and a particular practitioner to help you get it.
And what do you think the resurgence, you know, we're talking about how it seems like a very simple act of breathing, but it's actually quite technical. Why do you think people are taking it up and turning to breathwork now?
It's simple, it's free, and you can use it anywhere, anytime. Even in meetings, people don't even have to know that you're practicing a particular breathing technique to keep you calm. So, and breath is life. If we don't breathe, we die. So we might as well know how to breathe effectively in different circumstances so we can live life the way we want to.
Once again, Anne, you've highlighted the fact that the simple things we often ignore because we probably don't put a value on them, a bit like going for a walk because it's free, but because we're not paying for a gym membership, we don't have to justify it. So we think, oh, well, it's not really worth much. Is this why, Anne, yoga and associated modalities are so popular because of the way that you can actually gently stretch and breathe?
Absolutely. And as a part of Hatha Yoga, which is the postures, the exercises, there is pranayama, which is breathing techniques that are a part of a good yoga teacher's repertoire. So you do the body and the breath at the same time.
Can you let us know what actually an effective breath work does for the body? Why should we be exploring how to breathe more effectively?
Well, at a basic level, if we haven't got enough oxygen flowing through the body, we haven't got enough oxygen going to the brain, we're not thinking clearly because we're under oxygenated and we sort of go in a panic. So we're in a low-grade panic if we're not breathing deeply and calmly all the time. So that's the very basic level. There are different breathing techniques like Ruteiko, for example, that's very much designed for asthma and physical health. There are all the range of different sorts of breathing rhythms that are involved with meditation as meditation techniques. So it's worth exploring and say after listening to something like this, going and finding out for yourself, what do I want? Do I just want to know how to calm down? Well, I'll go and get an app and I'll use an app that focuses on the breathing. Or do I want to know about what's causing my repetitive destructive behavior? And then you'll come to someone like me who does breathwork as psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. So it's really worth exploring.
And you mentioned that there's, you know, quite a lot of different techniques that you can adopt, and I love the idea of being able to do it in a meeting and no one knows. So what's an example of one technique that, you know, we could apply it at any time?
Okay. And let me tell you, I do it in meetings all the time too. It's like no one knows.
A good meeting can do that.
I'm doing it right now.
There you go. So the simplest thing is just to become aware of your breathing and breathe more deeply. That brings you into the present moment in your body and gives you access to all your faculties. Another breathing technique is a ratioed breathing. Say, for example, 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. There's fantastic amount of medical research on what this is called, which is coherent breathing, brings the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems back into balance. There are many, many simple ratioed breathing, coherent breathing, just awareness of the breath and breathing more deeply, and you'll bring yourself into the present moment and calm.
And if we've got someone who, and we'll be talking to Rodney shortly, this a real percentage, high percentage of the population who don't sleep, how can you use sensible pre-sleep breathing to make a difference to your sleep quality?
Well, pre-sleep, you can make sure all your devices and that you're not on them. But I've got a guided coherent breathing meditation that I made because when I was presenting once, I taught the people in the audience this 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. Yeah. And one of the participants contacted me and says, it's made such a difference to my sleep. Okay. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I do the 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out, and I go just back to sleep. Yeah. So, and even, in fact, decades ago, you know, I was in Hong Kong and I worked in Hong Kong. Businessmen were taking my audio meditations around business trips with them because with the breath, I would guide them back into themselves and into the present moment, and they would optimize their physiology, if you like. Even if they're not sleeping, mm-hmm. they're not worrying.
Wow. I love this. It's so powerful. And thank you so much for introducing this to us all today. If you haven't been across breathwork before, I just think it's very, very powerful. I encourage you to explore it. AnneHarrison.com.au is the website if you want to learn more about Anne. She's based in central New South Wales as well. So, Anne, thank you so much.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Anne.
My great pleasure. It's been a delight.
You have a great Sunday. And Rodney from Aspendale, hello.
Hello.
So we were asking for a little bit of advice for you there around breath work because I understand you have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, I'm a 65-year-old male and on a CPAP machine.
Right.
So I just, as I've got older, it becomes almost impossible for me to have a good night's sleep.
Rodney, look, there's a couple of things there. You need to have your CPAP machine reassessed. It may need adjusting. Yes. It could be one of the things. Anne gave us some pretty powerful information there. 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. How easy is that to remember? And also to use a saline irrigation before you put your CPAP on to make sure that your nasal passages are nice and clear. Now, you can use other sorts of supplements to help you sleep, but I think the first thing, get your CPAP machine reassessed, perhaps even adjusted, because if you've got CPAP, you must have quality sleep.
Thank you so much for that call, Rodney, and all the best. With that, 131-873 is the number. Keep your calls coming with any questions you might have, particularly perhaps if you are gluten-free, if you have a question with regard to that, because we'll be talking about what it means to live gluten-free next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get BioCeuticals Armour Force range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sarah Davison, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions for your health. Right now, we're going to be talking about gluten and gluten-free diets because most of us these days know someone who's opted for a gluten-free diet, whether it's by their own choice or for genuine medical reasons. So joining us on the line is dietitian Dr. Kim Faulkner-Hogg, who specialises in celiac disease and gluten-related disorders, to explain the challenges of living this way of life. It's great to have you on the show, Kim.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I feel like it's a term that probably all of us have heard, gluten-free, but what does it actually mean to be gluten-free?
Well, gluten is actually a protein that's found in particular grains. Mostly it's in wheat, rye and barley. So people need to avoid foods that contain those particular grains, which the obvious ones are things like breads, pastas, you know, pizzas. But it doesn't really affect the staples, things like fruits and vegetables and meats and seafood, nuts, seeds, legumes, those sorts of things. So we really need to teach people how we can swap out those wheat foods for more gluten-free grains like the corn, quinoa, buckwheat. Buckwheat sounds ominous. It is actually gluten-free. soy, you know, and there's a variety of other things.
Kim, it seems like we're hearing a lot more about gluten-free diets and understanding a lot more about celiac disease or even just insensitivities, but what are the actual current stats on people in this country living in the kind of gluten-free lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. Look, different reports have come out. One research study suggests that about 4 to 5% of Australians have been diagnosed with some type of gluten-related disorder, you know, whether it's celiac disease or it's a non-gluten sensitivity and intolerance. Different research again suggests that actually 28%, now that's almost a third of Australians, are actually avoiding or reducing gluten. It sort of says about 4% avoid it strictly, which means there's 24% who are consciously reducing gluten to some degree.
Kim, how did all this start? You know, go back 40 years, 30 years. Mm-hmm. Where did this sensitivity to gluten start? And in your view, how did it start?
Look, it's interesting. There's different degrees of sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So there are people who have celiac disease,
yes,
whom it was, if we go right back to the 1940s, that's when it was first realised that something in the wheat gluten section of the grain was causing these loss of villi. Now, celiac disease is a serious condition, and it carries some lifelong medical things, and so it needs to be diagnosed.
Yes.
At this point, a wheat intolerance doesn't actually cause damage to the villi, so it's about dealing with the symptoms. Look, I've worked in this area, you know, since about the 90s, and I do have to say that a lot of people that came in at that point, a lot of their doctors had said, oh, it's all in your mind, go home, put your feet up. There were sort of very few people that actually addressed it. And the clinic I worked at, you know, did look at this wheat intolerance, and it kind of grew. And about the early 2000s was when, you know, some really solid research came out that actually showed that there is an intolerance to wheat. And so now all these people are, you know, vindicated. Look, we've had all these symptoms. We've been told to, you know, forget about it, but it's real. And, you know, we're now dealing with all of these symptoms.
So, Kim, with, you know, various levels of all the way from celiac disease to gluten-free or to gluten sensitivities, I can imagine it would be very challenging to manage that diet and then still be able to eat out and travel and socialise. How can you manage that?
Yes, avoiding the big things like the pizza, the bread, the pastries, people are sort of more on top of. But it can be found, gluten can be found in unexpected places. So ingredients that are derived from, say, wheat, rye or barley, things like starches or thickeners, these sorts of things can turn up in ice creams, in sauces, in yogurts, processed meats. And so when you start to look for these more obscure places, that's what people don't really recognise. And so that's why they need to really come to somebody who can give them a clue as to what they need to look for, sort of how to read a food label, because these small amounts of gluten can be there sort of in the background of a diet. And because people's sensitivities differ, some people might not get symptoms to it, but some people can get really dramatic symptoms to it. So it does kind of make eating out quite tricky.
Sure.
And what are the solutions? What's your top tip for someone who might be attempting a gluten-free lifestyle?
Look, I think people definitely need to see dietitians. I think that we have been sort of underrated in this particular area. If you find a dietitian that actually deals with gluten sensitivity a lot, then you're going to get information about how to read that food label, where it can be hidden, and the types of questions that you may need to ask at restaurants when you are eating out.
Wonderful. Well, it has been great to have you on the show, Kim, because also we've had a lot of people call in who are themselves attempting a gluten-free lifestyle. Pam in Northcote, you've got a question for Dr. Kim?
Yes, I do. I have been diagnosed with celiac disease, and I've had it for 2 years now, and I do everything I possibly can to avoid gluten, but I know once I ate a piece of bread that was labelled gluten-free and it clearly wasn't. Someone had put it on the wrong plate. Mm-hmm. And I had no reaction at all. How much damage am I doing if I don't have any reaction and I don't get sick? How much damage am I doing to my body?
So, did you have celiac disease or not?
Yes, I did.
You did have celiac disease. Look, in this particular instance, it's really difficult to know precisely what the gluten is doing. There is research that suggests that up to 10 milligrams of gluten in the background of a gluten-free diet may be safe for the majority of people with celiac disease, but it's such an individual level. One crumb is not going to wipe your entire villi out, but it could cause some inflammation and some sort of damage somewhere on your intestine. So that is why, if you are eating out, there is, a suggestion these days, sort of the big tip that I use with clients, is to find a particular enzyme that has carrageenan in it. It's an enzyme that can help to break down background gluten. So if you are eating out and you haven't, prepared that meal yourself and there's this risk that gluten could be there, then that enzyme can help to break down some of that possible gluten that might be there.
So almost an insurance policy,
prevent what's
Kim.
Happening.
Yeah.
Just an insurance policy. It's great.
I call it a tool. It's sort of a tool that you keep in your toolkit for how are we going to deal with this. We've done all the questions that the dietitians have asked you to do. And it could still be there, like this lady was sort of suggesting. Mm,
wonderful. Fantastic advice there. Thank you so much, Kim.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
You have a great Sunday. Next up, ways to overcome dust allergies.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Every home in every city in every country has one thing in common, dust, which could be making your dust allergy symptoms worse. It's time to talk about Telfast 60 milligrams from Chemist Warehouse. Its non-drowsy formula works fast to help relieve dust allergy symptoms such as sneezing, runny or stuffy nose, and itchy, watery eyes. Get on and live your best self with Telfast, available from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
131873 is our number. Do give us a call if you have any questions to support your health, whether it's a symptom you might be struggling with or a supplement you're after. Give us a call, 131873. First up, dust allergies are caused by house dust mites, which are commonly found in humid areas across Australia, and they're often located in the rooms of our homes where we spend the bulk of our time, which is inconvenient.
So rude.
I know. Joining us on the line is Dr. Rahul Joshi, a medical manager, to answer some of our questions. Welcome back to the show, Rahul.
Hello, good morning.
So can you explain for us what exactly are dust mites and what does it do for our allergies?
Right. So dust mites are tiny organisms belonging to the family of arachnids, and they can barely be seen by the naked eye. They feed off typically on house dust, absorb moisture in the air, and they are more common indoor allergens and can cause symptoms of allergic rhinitis typically all year round.
Oh, my goodness, the word arachnid just gave me a shiver up my spine. Rahul, how does the heat affect dust mites? We were talking about how it, they're more common in humidity, but, what about the heat?
Yeah, right. So they love heat. Just let me put it right up front there. So dust mites, sometimes called as bed mites, they live and multiply easily in warm, humid places, like you mentioned. They prefer typical temperature bracket of around 20 to 30 degrees Celsius, but with a humidity of 75% to 80%. So, more the temperature, more the humidity, wonderful.
Rahul, I think we're being unfair, very unfair on dust mites because it's their excrement. It's a nice word for a Sunday morning over breakfast. It's the excrement which causes the problem, isn't it? Not so much the mite itself.
Yes, exactly. And they feed off on the dust or the excrement, like you mentioned, not typically the mite. When we say dust mite, they don't really bite onto the skin of a person, but it actually goes inside and then sort of triggers an allergic response and thereby having all those typical symptoms of allergies that one may experience.
And what kind of symptoms are we talking when it comes to a dust allergen?
Oh, yes. Dust allergies can lead to, you know, all-around symptoms like sniffles and sneezes. But sometimes it's really difficult to know what symptoms are they suffering from for a patient. You know, sneezing, runny nose, stuffy nose, red, itchy, watery eyes. Sometimes even cough, because if left untreated, it may lead to asthma in later years. Itchy nose, mouth, throat, all of the typical symptoms.
Many years ago, Rahul, pharmacies used to keep things like dust mite resistant pillowcase covers and doona covers. Where have all those things gone? Because you never see them these days.
I don't know. People may be after really for a typical design or something like that. They just don't want to be focusing on what is efficient and what can ward off the allergens easily. But I think when we sort of, you know, dive deeper into the tips of removing dust allergens, I can elaborate better on that.
Oh, yes? What sorts of tips?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the bedroom typically is one area that experiences high exposure to dust mites. To reduce levels of dust mites in the bedroom, one can consider, you know, washing the bedding weekly, temperatures typically over 60 degrees, because they might just crack open and they don't really can withhold that level of temperature. Dust mite resistant bedding, as you mentioned, such as mattress protectors, doona covers, or you know, quilt coverings, all of that is available. Try and use it. Removing soft toys. Now, this is another big problem. Soft toys from the bedroom can actually trigger or be persistently present for a hay fever allergy sufferer. And removing them can also help the patient really get over the line pretty quickly and experience less amount of signs and symptoms of allergic rhinitis.
And Rahul, I mean, if that doesn't help, there are some other options. What would they be?
Right. So, I mean, as the gold standard method to manage allergic rhinitis is to stay away from your triggers. But, you know, avoidance of triggers is sometimes inevitable or cannot be done, or if they're not really known, one can obviously go and take medicines which are known as antihistamines that can control the symptoms.
And they're not so drowsy causing anymore, these antihistamines.
Right, exactly. So the first generation of antihistamines, they were typical, very drowsy medications. But now you can look for a brand that offers a second generation antihistamine, which is obviously non-drowsy, but also fast acting. And they can provide relief from within an hour, and that can last up to 24 hours, depending on what strength the person is taking. But I think it's they're very much available.
Wonderful. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Rahul.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You have a great Sunday. Next up, of course, winter's coming, so Gerald has some critical support for our immunity next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's time to armour yourself to relieve symptoms of cold and flu with Bioceuticals Armour Force from Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals Armour Force is a comprehensive formula with andrographis and immune-supporting nutrients that reduce the symptoms of common cold and flus. Join the Bioceuticals Armour Force army at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. See your pharmacist for the right Bioceuticals Armour Force for you. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get GlutGuard at your local Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's time for Get Nourished, Gerald, and we're talking zinc today. I must say I'm not really across zinc so well. What does it do for our health?
It's called a trace element, Joe, and it plays lots of roles. So from an immune perspective, we have a number of white blood cells and other associated cells who are like sentries in our body floating around. Neutrophils, natural killer cells, these sorts of things, they are really, really dependent on one's zinc level. So if your zinc levels drop, your ability to withstand any sort of exposure you have to an infection is much lower. Normally we'd get zinc in fruits and vegetables, but the surveys show 90% of Australians don't get the recommended intake. So many people are zinc deficient or insufficient. Little white spots in your nails is often a sign that you need some zinc.
Gerald,
but you'd eat plenty of zinc, Sarah.
I mean, I try to, but okay. I was wondering, can it can be combined with other vitamins like vitamin A or C for immune system health, and how do they work together?
Well, in supplement form, one piggybacks the other. So okay. A and C and D and zinc pretty well fundamental for immune function. And those sorts of things, food is the best source. This time of the year, the fresh fruits and vegetables, we probably go to the heavier ones, but we need more, because as soon as you step close to someone, your immune system is on edge straight away. It's looking for an opportunity to withstand something that's coming your way.
That's
so
right.
Never underestimate your immune system.
And if you have little people in your life, they just carry so many bugs.
You think back to your science at school, a little person's like a petri dish.
Well, you need a Zincredible solution, Gerald. That's what I think that you need.
Thank you, Sarah.
I've been waiting for that the whole show.
You've been sitting on that. No wonder you're bouncing up and down. Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceutical Zinc Sustain with vitamins A and C to support and maintain a healthy immune system all year round. Speak to your pharmacist for specifically formulated relief. We've got time for one more very quick call. Gwen in Vaucluse this morning. We've been talking about living a gluten-free lifestyle. Tell us, what's your question?
Hi, Gwen. How can
Hi,
we help?
Gwen.
Oh, good. Thank you. Now, I'm having a lot of trouble. I can't go out for meals, and I find that I've got hardly anything to eat. They've taken me off gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats, malt, soy, coconut, and then they had another blood test, and they took me off chicken, turkey, mackerel, salmon, tuna, trout.
Who are they, Gwen? Who's they that's doing this to you? Who is it? Your doctor or dietitian?
A doctor.
Okay.
A doctor.
And what options is he or she giving you to replace those fairly essential nutrients?
Nothing at the moment.
No.
I've been to a dietitian.
Yes.
And she said I'd love to have meat, but then most of the farmers build their feed their cattle on gluten or wheat or any barley like that. So someone said I should get grass fed, but
yes,
it's very hard to get that.
Find a local butcher and see how you go. And remember, if you can get someone to do your shopping, most bigger supermarkets have gluten-free areas because there's a lot of options now available. But I find it really disappointing that someone can say withdraw, withdraw, withdraw to the point where you have no joy in your life, Gwen, which is basically enjoying some food.
Yeah.
Or maybe get a second opinion, perhaps.
That's very difficult. Well, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. And there's an Ask tab there if you have a question. Houseofwellness.com.au. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Every home in every city in every country has one thing in common: dust, which could be making your dust allergy symptoms worse. It's time to talk about Telfast 60 milligram from Chemist Warehouse. Its non-drowsy formula works fast to help relieve dust allergy symptoms such as sneezing, runny or stuffy nose and itchy, watery eyes. Get on and live your best self with Telfast, available from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get GlutGuard at your local Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it's been lovely to spend this last hour with you on the House of Wellness. Of course, there's more House of Wellness if you wish. Check out House of Wellness TV back on your screens today on Channel 7 at midday, also on Friday at 2 p.m. This episode, I really love a story around migraines, Gerald.
Yes, underrated. And I think sometimes we just say to people, it's a bad headache. Well, it's not. A migraine, if you've ever had a migraine, it's almost insulting to say to someone, you've just got a different sort of headache. It's not. It's debilitating, particularly if you're younger. And it seems to be more women than men that get them, which puts an enormous pressure on school-age kids and women in the workforce.
Mm. It sounds like in this episode there's some amazing research coming out about the use of mindfulness therapy in proving to help that. And I think that's also, along with breath work really reminding about there's so much in just stillness and slowing down the breath that, you know, we're already breathing. Mm. There are so many ways that we can help fundamental challenges in our health and well-being by just coming back to basics.
The difficulty with a migraine, perhaps if it's even hormone related, is it's going to be happening again in 3 weeks or 4 weeks' time, and again and again.
It can be so debilitating. It can cost someone actual. I mean, it costs money because you can't work.
It costs you your job.
Very debilitating. Yeah. So, yeah, the first point is to acknowledge that it is a real thing. And yeah, I love this mindfulness therapy and the breath work we were talking about today. 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. What an easy thing you can do. Even if you're stuck in traffic. I just think, let's get some breathing.
At every intersection when the light goes red, the sign just says, breathe.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you would be alarmed at how much you'll catch yourself shallow breathing and not even thinking about it.
6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. I love
six
it.
Six and six.
There's a wellness lift out today as well.
Yes, Wellness Plus Men's Health, particularly mentioning prostate cancer, but really it's about getting your bloke to the GP for a checkup.
Yes. So, Sarah, lovely to have you as always.
Thank you for having me, guys. Pleasure to bounce into the show today.
The website is houseofwellness.com.au. As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all again next week.